From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, October 8th, 2014. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Windham Journal the new emergency services telecommunications tower on Windham Mountain is now up. Officials gathered for the ribbon-cutting ceremony at the site Friday, October 3rd. The tower will make various emergency communication systems capable of exchanging and interpreting information to avoid the type of communication breakdown that occurred in August 2011 as a result of Tropical Storm Irene. The tower is limited to emergency services, but there is potential to expand to broadband capability in the future. The tower was a joint venture between Greene County and Windham Mountain. The county secured a Homeland Security grant to fund the project, while Windham Mountain donated the land and provided the labor and machinery to complete the task. The project cost $1 million. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Scott Waldman in Capital New York reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration edited and delayed a federal water study commissioned by state officials. The 2011 study, quote, was reportedly considering approving fracking on a limited basis, unquote, according to an early draft of the report by the U.S. Geological Survey, obtained by Capital New York through a Freedom of Information Act request. Some of the original descriptions of environmental and health risks from high-impact hydraulic fracturing were played down or removed, according to the report. Quote, the final version of the report also excised a reference to risks associated with gas pipelines and underground storage, a reference which could have complicated the Cuomo administration's potential support for a number of controversial energy projects, unquote, Waldman writes. The emails obtained also showed that the state tracked people who read the study online, grouping them by institutions with which they were affiliated. Read the full story in Capital New York. Julia Reichel in the Watershed Post reports a community radio employee of WIOX in Roxbury was fired for sending an offensive email to Congressman Chris Gibson's campaign email account. Gibson, currently running against Democrat Sean Eldridge to hold his seat in Washington, D.C., was interviewed on Fox News October 3rd about the issue. Quote, the fired employee allegedly sent multiple emails containing personal attacks over a period of months to Gibson's campaign staff using the official WIOX email account, unquote, Reichel writes. The employee has not been named by the station or by WSKG, a nonprofit media company from Binghamton that merged with WIOX last year. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. The Associated Press is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the U.S. Department of Energy issued a presidential permit for the proposed 330-mile electric transmission line moving Canadian hydroelectric power to New York City on a route that includes the Hudson River. The 1,000-megawatt Champlain Hudson Power Express has been discussed since 2008. See the Daily Freeman for more information. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be partly sunny with a high near 72. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 43. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 65. Thursday night partly cloudy with a low around 40. Friday mostly sunny with a high near 62. Friday night mostly cloudy with a low around 42. And Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 61. Saturday night partly cloudy with a low around 39. Sunrise today was at 6:01 a.m. and sunset today is at 6:24 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 23 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the second Wednesday of the month, and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Athens Village Board meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center, 2 First Street in Athens, 945-1551. The Catskill Zoning Board of Appeals is at 6 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Claremont Planning Board meeting is at Town Hall at 7 p.m. at 1795 Route 9 in Claremont, 537-6868. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at 601 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Copaic Hamlet Revitalization Task Force is at 7 p.m. The Environmental Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. also at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. The Germantown Board of Education meeting is at 6:30 p.m. in the Elementary Music Room in Germantown School, 123 Main Street in Germantown, 537-6281. The Ghent Planning Board Application meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7 p.m. both at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent, 392-4644. The Hudson Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The Jewett Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Municipal Building, 3547 County Route 23C, 263-4626. The Kinderhook 9 and 9H Corridor Committee meetings at 7 p.m. at Town Hall for Church Street in Niverville, 784-2233. And the Kinderhook Village Board meeting and budget hearings at 7 p.m. at 6 Chatham Street in Kinderhook, 758-9882. This has been the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, October 8th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.